2 weeks ago, Hollywood studios filed their first lawsuits accusing people of illegally downloading movies off the internet. It's not a new tactic. The music industry has plenty of experience fighting illegal downloaders in the courts. Commentator Paul Ford said he's happy the television industry hasn't sent its lawyers after downloaders yet.
I have a confession to make. I don't have cable, so I've been downloading The Daily Show. It comes across on this thing called BitTorrent. What BitTorrent does is let me download files from other people, and as I'm downloading, still more people are downloading from me. That's its special magic. It's intended to be used for all kinds of files, like copies of legal documents and open source software, and anyway, it's really good for huge video files, like The Daily Show. Everyone shares the bandwidth. It's like communism that works. It's like butter. Anyway, because it's so easy to use, some people say it accounts for over one-third of the traffic on the internet. Not as much as spam, but it's a lot. Where do you find torrents? Well, there's a few huge torrent sites where you can download movies and illegal software and pornography and such like, but I stay away from those because they look like a cease and desist order waiting to happen. Mostly, I get my torrents from various blogs and discussion forums and places like eTree.org, which is concerts to download free and legal by bands like the Mountain Goats. Remember all that stuff about MP3s a few years ago? Everyone was sharing them like crazy, and everyone got excited and said, "This is going to destroy the music industry, and only independent bands will prosper, and the time of reckoning is at hand. Power to the people!" And the music industry said, "You're killing me. You're ruining our entire industry. If you're going to listen to Al Stewart sing You're the Cat, you've got to give me a cut." And then 50 million lawyers came up from the bottom of the sea and sued a bunch of teenagers. And they made sharing into a bad word. I mean, growing up, I was told I had to share. Share your soda, share your toys. That's the first lesson you learn. They made sharing the equivalent of killing kittens. And then time passed, and there was iTunes and eMusic.com, and you could buy the music online, and no one got hurt. Everybody was happy. Bands and record labels and music buyers held hands. Compromise had been reached. So what I'm saying is, television, please, skip the part with the lawyers. Make it possible for me to buy my Daily Show for a dollar. I'll do it, I swear. I'm not a pirate. I pay for all my software. My MP3s are legal. They're licensed. I'm tired of feeling guilty about my video downloads. Cable is the last thing I need. I don't need any more DVDs. I just want to watch one program every now and then. The technology is out there, and it works. So come on, television, your programs, my wallet, I'm ready. Please don't disappoint me.
Paul Ford lives in Brooklyn and writes ftrain.com.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.